Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In this podcast, I'll be chatting about something really crucial to our daily lives: listening. It's something we do every day of our lives without even thinking about it. Did you know that our words only make up around 7% of our communication to someone? The other 93% is made up of our tone of voice and our non-verbal cues. That's quite a revelation, isn't it? What does listening mean to you? And what constitutes good listening? Now, Richard Nordquist says, listening requires entering actively and imaginatively into the other person's situation and trying to understand a frame of reference different from your own. So, how can you effectively listen to someone? The Samaritans have a great way to effective listening. They call it SHUSH, and it stands for show you care, have patience, use open questions, say it back, and have courage. Show you care. Focus on the other person and make eye contact. Make sure you put your phone away. To really listen to somebody, you need to give them your full attention, maintain great eye contact, and be engaged with them. When starting the conversation, resolve not to talk about yourself at all. Aim to learn at least one new thing about the person who's talking to you. Having patience. It may take time and several attempts before a person is ready to open up. Effective listening is about creating trust with the other person. The person sharing should not feel rushed, or they won't feel it's a safe environment. If they've paused in their response, wait. They might not have finished speaking. It might take them some time to actually think about what they're saying before they say it. Or they might have difficulty putting that into words. Have patience in allowing the person to relax into the conversation and to use it as a place to reflect or work through something that's difficult to think about. Try asking them, "How are you feeling today?" "Are you sure?" can also be another powerful question. Using open questions. Use open questions that need a little more than a yes or no answer, and follow up with questions like, "Tell me more." Avoid asking questions or saying something that closes down the conversation. Open-ended questions encourage people to talk. The conversation is a safe place that you're holding for them, and nothing they say is right or wrong. So, for example, when did you realise you felt this way? Where do you go when you start to feel anxious? What else happened? How did that feel? Why? Be careful with this one because it can make people feel defensive. But say something like, "What made you choose that?" or "What were you thinking at the time?" Then say it back. Check you've understood, but don't interrupt or offer a solution. In everyday life, it's easier to offer little bits of guidance and advice without much thought. But with the really important or difficult decisions, telling somebody what to do can be actually very unhelpful. The best support you can provide is helping them talk through the problems they're facing so they can decide what's best for them. And repeating something back to somebody is a really good way to show them that they have your direct attention. And you can check to see what you're hearing, what they want you to hear, not putting your own interpretation onto the conversation. Try asking clarifying questions like, "When you say, do you mean? Tell me more about. What do you really mean by that? It sounds like. Is that how you feel?" And the last thing is have courage. Don't be put off by a negative response and don't feel you have to fill a silence. Sometimes it can feel rather intrusive to ask somebody how they feel. You'll soon be able to tell if somebody's uncomfortable and doesn't want to engage with you at that level. And you'll be surprised how willing people are to listen and how sometimes it's exactly what somebody needs to be able to share what's going on in their mind. Now, don't forget, Samaritans, where all this information came from, is 116 123 and the calls are free. Also, samaritans.org is their website. Thanks for listening, and until the next time, take care of yourselves.